These are your prayers this morning as we look into the Word. Title I've written on the board is A Lion in the Way, and this is part two. I know that some of you were not here last Sunday. We preached the first part of this message and feel like the Lord have us continue with it this morning. As a brief synopsis of what we covered last Sunday, we talked about how we are in a warfare. The devil, the enemy, is our adversary. And the scripture says he is as a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he may devour. The enemy, and again this sounds so simplistic, but the enemy is not your friend. The devil has a way of trying to deceive us, lying to us, making us think that the world glitters out there, and then you get there and find it's full of heartache and grief. That's the devil's job, and he has a snare laid for all of us this morning. That I am thankful that God knows my weaknesses today. I'm thankful that God knows me. He knows my strengths. He knows my weaknesses. But I also need to be cognizant of the fact that the devil knows my weaknesses too, and he has a snare laid for those areas that I'm weak in. And so I need to recognize I don't want to be fearful of the enemy, but yet I want to be sober. And I want to be vigilant, and I want to be watchful, knowing that he's going to do everything he can to trip us up. Well, covered that. We talked about how the enemy's job last week is to paralyze us. He wants us to be paralyzed with fear, whether it is a reality or not. And I believe that the enemy is trying to do that in our personal lives. He's trying to do that in our homes. He's trying to do that in the congregation and in the body of Christ at large. He wants us to be paralyzed with fear that we cannot move and do what God wants us to do. And that's part of his work. There are enemies in our life that need to be slain. There are some lions in the way in our life. But who has authority this morning? Help me out now. Who has authority over the lion in the way? Christ does. He is the lion of the tribe of Judah. I didn't focus on that last Sunday. But Christ has greater power than all of the lions in your way. So if you look on your life this morning, and it seems like there are some things that are great, that are difficult, that cause you fear, would like to paralyze you, I want you to rest assured this morning there is a greater power in Jesus Christ. There are things that I do not have the ability to conquer in my life by my own strength. But through the power of Jesus Christ, we can, all of us, be more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Talked a little bit about some of the personal lions last Sunday, the need to die out to self. Some of the different venues and avenues that the enemy uses. Remember, one of the lions in the way is that the devil's going to use every person in your life that he can to hinder you from being faithful. Every person. He'll use every saint of God. He'll use every preacher he can. He'll use every congregation he can. He will use your husband, your wife, your children. The enemy will use anybody that he can to try to discourage you. Even well-intentioned people. Good-meaning people, and that's the reason why Jesus looked at Peter and he said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." Because Peter was actually trying to encourage Jesus. Oh, you're not going to die. But it was defeating the purpose that God had in mind for Jesus. So while we don't look on people, and you shouldn't, if you get in the habit of saying, "Get thee behind me, Satan," you're going to get in trouble in relationships. But understand this, the devil will use everybody he can. Simple illustration. You know when some of the greatest stresses come for a minister? Right before he goes and holds a meeting somewhere. My wife's agreeing. It seems like right before you go, Sister Jeannie, is that right? Right before you go to service, or right before your head and your mind, you're trying to focus and seek the Lord, it seems like the enemy just tries to cause stresses of life more than normal. I better hold on this week then, shouldn't I? But the enemy, the point is this. The enemy in your life will use the people that love you and the people that you love. He will use circumstances. He will use finances. He'll use situations. Any avenue that he can to try to discourage you, to try to hinder you. But I'm thankful that in Jesus Christ this morning that we have victory over the lion that's in the way. Let's move on. I told you last Sunday right before I sat down that I hadn't gotten my text, so let's start there this morning. Proverbs in the 22nd chapter. Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 13. The scripture says, "The slothful man saith." Now keep in mind who David's talking about or who Solomon's talking about. He said the slothful man. And who is a slothful man? Who is a slothful person? Someone who's indolent. Someone who's lazy. Someone who does not want to work. Someone that wants to lounge on the couch and not doing anything. And I'm not talking about when you're sick. But I'm talking about someone that has the ability to be up and doing, and they're slothful. Don't want to work. The slothful man saith, "There is a lion." And what do we do when there's a lion? We draw back. Now this said there, the slothful man says, "There is a lion without. I shall be slain in the streets. And so I better not go out. Better not go to the field today because there's a lion out there." And do you know what the slothful man says? You look at the slothful man and say, "Where's the lion? I don't see it." He said, "Well, he could be around the corner." You know what I'm saying? He could be there. You don't always see the lion. Let me instruct you in wisdom. You don't always see the lion. Now we're doing a little U-turn from where we were last Sunday. The lion, the enemy, as a lion, that is a reality, okay? That is a reality. But I want us to understand that it is not only the reality of circumstances and situations and the devil in our life. It is the perceived reality that can hinder us from doing what God wants us to do. Is that not true? Are we not oftentimes hindered by our perceptions as much or more sometimes than the reality of there's a lion in the road? There is a lion this morning and it's the devil, but we already talked about we have victory over that lion. So then are we going to stay on the couch? Well, there's a lion in the way. Get up and take the armor the children talk to us in Sunday school about and go out and kill the lion, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So if you see the enemy at work, get off the couch and go do what God wants you to do. But yet the slothful man says, "There is a lion in the street." There's a lion in the way. There's another proverb that speaks very similarly. It's Proverbs 26 in verse 13. And it says it this way, "The slothful man saith, there is a lion in the way." A lion is in the streets. The slothful man. So here he's drawing an analogy between the person that does not want to obey God has an excuse. There's a lion. There's something that's going to hinder me from doing God's will. There is something in my way that is going to hinder me from accomplishing God's purpose. The slothful man doesn't want to do it anyway. And I don't know any better way to illustrate it than this. Have you ever invented an excuse for a reason why you couldn't do what you needed to do? All of us have, let's be honest, okay? We all have. And do you know that usually, how many times have you told someone you couldn't afford something? "Oh, I can't afford it." Do you know what? You know, I know, don't misunderstand me. I know a lot of us, things may be a little tight. We're going to have to cinch our belt a little bit. That's good for us sometimes. But do you recognize that usually in this economy, even as bad as it may seem, you do what you want to do? You know that. I mean, let's be honest about it. Maybe you don't have a Cadillac. Maybe you do. Maybe you don't have the new, Escalade. There we go. Maybe you don't have the things that you think, "Oh, this would be so nice." I don't have it either. But understand this. So many times people, when it comes to where they spend their money, it's an issue of priority. It's not important for me to buy that, but it is this. And so I say, "I can't afford to do that over there." But you do what you want to do. But what about the child who does not want to fold the laundry? And y'all may think my children didn't want to fold it this morning. I don't know. That's not why I keep talking about laundry. But I'm sorry, that didn't sound good. Renee was doing good. But the point is this. If a child, have you ever, a child you give them a job to do? You need to go mop the floor. You need to fold the laundry. It's, oh, I'm sick. My stomach hurts. Have any of y'all heard that? They don't feel good. And why is it I'm just hearing about it when you give you a job to do? All of a sudden, when there's work to do, you don't feel good. But just a few minutes ago, you were out doing what you wanted to do, playing, you know, eating ice cream, whatever you wanted to do. But all of a sudden, when there's a job to do, oh, I don't feel good. And do you know what happens to children? They say that long enough, they actually start believing it. Until they're not telling a lie anymore. This is reality. They actually stop feeling good. They actually do start hurting because they have convinced themselves that I don't feel good. And then when the work's over, then I'm feeling a little better, thank the Lord. Do you realize that people do this? This is a reality? And this is why Solomon said, the slothful man, see, the person that doesn't want to do it anyway, the person that doesn't want to work, the person that does not want to obey God's will for their life, they say, they look out and they say, there's a lion in the way and I think it could kill me, so I'm going to stay within the safety of my four walls. And they actually start believing it. We're talking about something going on in our minds now, folks. There is a lion in the way that needs to be slain in our imaginations. The what ifs. There are the what if this happens. You say, well, where's the lion? They say, but it could be there. Remember that lion that's slinking around the corner? It could be there. Are we going to allow our spiritual lives to be dictated by the what ifs? What if this happens? Or if I obey the Lord, What if this happens? Let me just give you some practical things that a lion can be in the way in our imagination if they're left unchecked. Public opinion. Have you ever done something based on what people thought? Okay, there's one, there's two of us, Bro Justin. Okay. Doing something that we allow, we can look on circumstances, you have decisions to make, and if we're not careful, public opinion can be a lion in the way. What are people going to think? And so then we allow our lives to be based on what people might think. Because the reality is, you don't know what everybody thinks. And I've come to the conclusion, I don't want to know what you think all the time. Is that right? Do you want to know what I think about you all the time? Our thoughts, and don't misunderstand me, I love you all. But I've also come to the point that there are times I'm better off not knowing what everybody thinks. And I cannot allow a lion in the way, see? I can't allow wondering, what are they going to think if I do what God tells me to do? What are they going to think when I preach this message and I've already shed my tears over and then they get offended at me? You see? What am I going to do with that? A lion in the way. Don't worry about it. You do what God wants you to do. And it's better off not knowing what everybody thinks, see? Is that not right? You're better off not knowing, but too many times we allow people's perceived expectations of us to dictate our behaviors. A lion in the way. And it can hinder us from actually doing what God wants us to do. It can actually hinder us from being obedient because we sit back and say, but if I do that, this could be the outcome, or this is what people might think. And so it becomes a lion to us. And it hinders us from being obedient to God's will. You understand what I'm saying this morning? The slothful man, not willing to labor to accomplish a purpose. He says there's a lion in the way. Personal expectations. Have you ever raised the bar so high in your life that you are afraid to even move? You know, this is where the enemy, it's a lion in the way, folks. We can raise the bar in our minds. We can have expectations of ourselves that are so high that we don't even want to try because we're afraid we're going to fail. This happens many times in people's service to the Lord. I know that the Lord calls us to a high standard of holiness, and I want that, but I'm so afraid that I can't make it, that I'm not even going to try. That's a lion in the way. That's where maybe we're holding, we are taking upon ourselves the responsibility for something that God is the one that gives us power to live holy. I don't have the ability in my own life to do everything the Bible teaches me to do. And I'm going to tell you what I can do. I can fix the outward man up, like the Bible says, but I can't change the attitudes and the things in my heart and the struggles I have and the weaknesses. Those things are bigger than me because they are me. That's where, if I'm not careful, I'll look and say, there's a lion in the way. And so I'm afraid to even make a start for the Lord. And the Lord's saying, that's what I came to do. That's the divine part of salvation, is that God can work those changes in your life. God can give you that ability, and you can't expect that you're going to conjure it up in your own ability and own strength. A lion in the way. When there are things in our life that, even in our service to the Lord, sometimes we can have expectations for ourselves that are beyond reality. We can hold things on ourselves that the Lord's not even holding on us because we raise it so high. This is why it's important for us to understand Christian perfection this morning. Christian perfection is about a perfect heart. It is about that, Lord, my heart is yours. What you tell me, what you want of me, I'll say yes, Lord. In those areas that I fall short, the imperfections in my humanity, then, Lord, by your grace, would you help me with those? Would you help me to grow? But my heart is perfect because that's my perfect desire, my perfect love is for God. And then that's where we begin that journey of growth. But if we jump the gun and don't understand that, we will be looking for human perfection instead of spiritual perfection. Spiritual perfection is perfect love for God. Spiritual perfection is perfect devotion to God. But who of us here is humanly perfect? And if you think you are, we could probably have a meeting with people that you're around all the time, and we could probably find some areas that you need to work on. You see, because all of us have weaknesses. But see, a lion in the way, if we're not careful, those things will begin to dominate our view of ourselves, and so we'll stay on the couch. In other words, the slothful man says, there's a lion in the way, and it's going to kill me, and so I'm going to stay right where I am. Lion in the way, fear of commitment. There is, and this is part of the danger of when we come to the Lord and get saved, and I've observed this through the years, that many times people make a start for God, and there is a fear that they have of going all the way with God. There's a fear they have of making a total consecration because it's the what ifs. I mean, it blows my mind. Well, that sounds a little gruff. It's difficult for me when people say, but what if God calls me to preach? It's like, well, what if he does? But understand this, the Lord is not going to call you to do something that he doesn't equip you to do. But too many times it's these imaginations that keep us from saying, Lord, I'm going to place my life on the altar in whatever you want, wherever you lead me, Lord, I'm going to follow you. It's a lion in the way. We're afraid to make a commitment because we don't know what the commitment means. Isn't that kind of like marriage? When we got married, we vowed. I trust you did. For better or for worse. In sickness and health, in riches and poverty, seems like my wife got the short end of the stick on a lot of those things she promised. Sickness, poverty, and the list goes on. But I want to tell you something. When there is a commitment there, I didn't know what I was committing to, and my wife didn't either. She didn't know I'd be 5 years in the condition I had been for a long time. She didn't know what my bank account was going to look like. She didn't know the things that what she'd have to go through. But do you realize that when we make a commitment to God, we don't know what we're committing to totally. But what we're saying is, Lord, I love you, just like in marriage. I love you, and my purpose is to be by your side. Whatever happens, I'm going to be faithful. And so what do? Do we sit back and say, well, don't get married? Do you know some people don't get married because of that? They run from commitment. There are people, you know, they approach that marriage point over and over and over, and they can't quite get there. Why is it? There's a lion in the way. Some things in their mind, imaginations, the what ifs, fear of commitment. Same thing applies in our relationship with God, folks. We do not know what all the Lord is going to call us to do. But I will say this, the Lord's going to be faithful to stand by your side. The Lord will be faithful to walk with you. And when the lion is a reality, the Lord will not forsake you, and He will give you power over the lion in the way. You will not be slain. But if we sit back and say, I'm afraid, I'm saved, I love the Lord, I want to serve Him, now the Lord's saying, I want you to make a commitment to me. I want you to lay everything on the altar. And we're afraid to just say, Lord, I want to do it all your way. And we want to reserve some of that authority in our own life, don't we? How many of you brothers like to be the one behind the wheel? Come on now. I know it's not just me. All right. Why is that? There's something about control. Yeah, I mean, I remember, bless my wife's heart, there'd be times I'd be jerking and I was still more comfortable driving. And it wasn't that she was a bad driver, but there's some of us like, I got it. I'm doing, and there were a few times I pulled over, probably not as many as she wanted. But do you realize there's something about it that we like to have some, we don't like to be totally out of control. If something happens, I was driving on ice one time with Renee's mom, and she was a little nervous, and I was trying to hold my jerks in because I felt more safe on the ice than I did with my mother-in-law driving. But do you realize that that's part of control? Because if something happens, I can do something about it. But with the Lord, folks, we have to come to a place. We say, Lord, I'm going to place myself on the altar, and I'm going to take my hands off. Until we do that, we're never going to have that real experience of love and power and strength that we can find in the Lord. Because I want to have some control still. I would ask you personally, are there places like that in your life with God this morning that you love the Lord? We're not taking that away from any of us, but yet you still want to kind of have your hand on the wheel? That's a lion in the way. That needs to be given to the Lord. Lying in the way. Circumstances, what if? I remember different times in my life the Lord has called me to make major changes. And there's always the what ifs. Don't know what the outcome's going to be. And frankly, if I would have known the outcome of some decisions I made, I probably wouldn't have made them. Then I would have been being disobedient to the Lord. That's why He doesn't let you know what tomorrow holds. Because He wants you to be obedient today. But do not allow, when you're faced with decisions, you can say, but what if this happens? And what if this? And so then pretty soon, we're afraid to even make a decision. We're afraid to make a move for the Lord. We're afraid to make a commitment. There are people that do that with relationships too, not just in marriage. Fellowship with God's people. Fellowship with the Lord, that they're afraid, they want there to be a distance so I can still have my hand on the wheel. See, it's a lion in the way because if I get too close to someone, what happens? You're a lot more prone to be hurt when you get close to someone, aren't you? And if you've been hurt different times, Brother Tony may have touched on this last Sunday. It seems like someone said something about it recently. But too often, if we get hurt and we've been hurt, it's going to put a wall up that we're going to be afraid to get close to someone again. Isn't that reality? I've experienced it, haven't you? So this happens, but that can be a lion in the way. Because people go through life lonely that live based on that. You say, well, I don't want to come to church because, you know, then there's expectations of me. Who was it that said the lion was in the way? It was a slothful man. I don't want to get out of my comfort zone because then something's going to be expected of me. Or what might happen if I do this? What might happen if I become vulnerable? There are some lions that still need to be conquered. And a lot of times, it's just up here. See, it's in our minds. But that's our reality, isn't it? Has someone ever said, oh, you have a problem, what's your problem? And you tell them, say, oh, you don't need to worry about that. It's not that way. You're thinking, sorry, but yeah, that's my reality. You can tell me why I shouldn't feel the way I do, but the way I feel is my reality. That's what I live with. You know, we could straighten each other up real fast here this morning. Oh, you don't need to feel that way. Just, oh, okay, well, thank you for telling me that. I won't feel that way anymore. That doesn't work that way because we have a reality, and a lot of times it's perceptions, but our perceptions are reality lying in the way. Lord, help us not to allow the lion in the way this morning to keep us from doing God's will. We're not going to take the time to read it. I'll just give you the reference. You can read it for homework if you want. 1 Samuel chapter 14. It's a story when the Philistines, I believe it was the Philistines, the enemy had come against King Saul. We come back to King Saul now. The enemy had come against them, and King Saul was tarrying under a pomegranate tree. Finally, Jonathan looked at his armor bearer and said, you know, the Lord can save by many or by few. And the armor bearer said, I'm with you. Whatever your heart desires, let's go do. And so Jonathan went out to face the enemy with only himself and his armor bearer. And where was his father? Under the pomegranate tree. Because of the dangers. There's a lion in the way. There are too many people, folks. God has work for you to do. God has things He wants you to do in being obedient to Him. But too many people are staying under the pomegranate tree because of what could happen or what might happen if I do what the Lord wants me to do. The Lord wants there to be some more Jonathans this morning. I find that as people under the pomegranate tree, it's find it much easier to criticize those that are going doing God's work. I would rather fail trying than not try at all. Where are you at this morning? Let's not stay and there's much more that can be said on this, but let's not stay under the pomegranate tree. But let's be like Jonathan and not allow the what ifs and the circumstances to keep us from moving forward. What does the scripture teach us over in Ecclesiastes in the 11th verse? He that observeth the wind shall not what? Shall not sow. And he that regardeth the cloud shall not reap. That's kind of like a lion in the way, isn't it? You look at situations and circumstances and say, you know what? Now's not an optimal time. Have you ever told the Lord that? Lord, I'm willing to do what you want me to do, but now's not a real good time because the clouds, it looks like this might turn a little different direction, so I'm just going to wait. Are the fields ever going to get sown? Do you know it's never a perfect time to serve the Lord? Never. There's always going to be a lion in the way. There's always going to be a reason. What about work for the Lord? Y'all have heard me express this, but it seems like that sometimes young people or young adults, if you will, they think, well, I'm too young and inexperienced. And all the old people wisely nod their head yes. I say that with some respect. The older, they nod their head yes, you are inexperienced and you don't have the wisdom that we do. And they're sitting under the pomegranate tree. And the young people are saying, I can't do it because don't have the experience. And those that are older that have the experience are under the pomegranate tree saying, I can't do it because I'm too old. Who's supposed to do it? When God says go, go. When God says, I have a job for you to do, do it. There's always going to be a reason. You say, well, I don't feel real good today. Well, guess what? Tomorrow you may feel worse. So do it today. When God gives you a call, whether it's work for the Lord or whether it's a place of personal obedience in your life, let's not allow the lion in the way to keep us from being obedient. And I want to say this. I have great regard and great respect for the elderly saints. So that's I want to give a little correction there. I have great regard. But this is the reason why it is important for the young and the old to work together. Because the young have the energy and the zeal, and the older have the wisdom sometimes. And so working together, it can accomplish God's purpose. But both can sit back and criticize the other, and then nothing ever gets done. See, that's a lion in the way. I want to close with a scripture. 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, beginning with verse 3. He said, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not what? They're not carnal. So when there is a lion in the way, The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. But he said, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of what? Strongholds. So whether it is the reality of the devil or whether it is something imagined in your life, there is a power through Jesus Christ that we have authority to conquer all of the lions in the way. He said, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity what? Every thought to the obedience of Christ. The slothful man says, there's a lion in the way. There's a lion in the street, and I'm going to be slain. And so they allow that imaginary lion to keep them from getting out and accomplishing God's will. This morning, whether it be the reality of that roaring lion, our adversary, or whether it be an imaginary lion in our way, the what-ifs, the circumstances, the fear of possibilities, the Lord is instructing us that let's cast down imagination. Let's bring these things into captivity. Every thought to the obedience of Christ. Folks, whether there is a lion in the way, real or imagined, it's time to obey the Lord. It's time to say, yes, Lord, I will do it. I don't know the outcome, but I know what you've asked me to do. And I'm going to be faithful. It's time to move on. It's time to not be paralyzed by what everybody's going to think about you. It's time to get beyond the fear of expectation. It's time to get beyond the fear of something that you have held on yourself. There have been times in my life I made decisions because I held the bar in a place that the Lord was not holding it on me. And I look back after 20 years and I see it now. But at the time it was my reality. When the Lord shows you what to do, let's be faithful to the Lord. Let's not make excuse. Let's not be slothful. But let's be obedient, let's be faithful, and know that the Lord has promised to go with you in every battle, every trial, regardless of your finances, in spite of your relationships, in spite of what people do or do not think about you, in spite of your physical condition. When the Lord shows you the way that He would have you to take, whether it be in your personal life, in the work He has for you, or how to live, I want to encourage you to move forward and know that He has given us authority over the lion in the way.